Pass the aux cord and crank up the volume. Figgy Figs in the driver's seat. Sit back, relax, and enjoy the ride. It's time for Figgy's Mixtape on Sports Radio 610.
Yes, it is Figgy's Mixtape on In the Loop Sports Radio 610. It's your man Figgy Fig holding it down on a Friday. Happy Friday to everyone out there. Last night, I was at the Houston Rodeo lineup reveal. It was at NRG Center, and I think it was the first time it was out there. So they did a really good job, man. It was like a huge event, man. A lot of people out there. And I was hanging out with our sister station, 100.3 The Bull. It was a bunch of people out there, man, from our Odyssey cluster. But I was hanging out with Nick Russo, man. And I feel like Nick Russo, he's like the country music expert around here. Like, my man be deep in the sticks. He knows all the good music. He knows what works, what don't work. He's a DJ, too, so he DJ at country bars and stuff like that. And when the lineup was released, I got to be honest, I wasn't really familiar with a lot of the names on there. I know the obvious names, Reba, yeah. And Journey, stuff like that. But I kind of wanted to get a feel for what type of lineup this was when it comes to country music, because I seen a lot of people was disappointed. Mm-hmm. A lot of people felt like it was a little underwhelming. So I wanted to get I wanted to get the words from Nick Russo and explain to me like I'm 5 years old on how this lineup is this year for the Houston Livestock Rodeo in 2025.
Hey, thanks guys for having me on. Appreciate it very much. Yeah, the Rodeo Houston lineup last night was electric, and I think the lineup is fantastic. It's going to be really hard to complain. You'll always have the complainers, but I mean, Post Malone, without a doubt, had the song of the summer. He's the wild card. That place is going to be crazy, and I've been telling everybody the Tuesdays of Rodeo are probably the best because, you know, Tuesday night is a night where most people don't go out, so now you can go out and have a good time. You got Reba McEntire opening night, Zach Top the second Tuesday, Post Malone the third Tuesday. Zach Top is another huge one. He brought like 17,000 people to Fort Bend County Fair and Rodeo earlier this year, so it's stacked. And then the Latin acts, Karin León and Grupo Frontera, those are going to be crazy shows. It's just an incredible lineup. Hats off to Rodeo Houston for nailing it. And as the eternal optimist, I can't miss my chance to say, Texans, let's get this win, and let's go all the way to the Super Bowl. Houston versus the world.
Yeah!
Nice. Salute to Nick Russo.
Shout out to Nick.
So did that make y'all feel a little better about the lineup, a little more confident? How did that make y'all feel?
A little better. I maybe, you know, we've already done confessions, but can somebody tell me what AJR is?
You know the song when you hear it, because I said the same thing.
Yeah.
Because my wife looked at the lineup. She's like, oh, AJR, I can't.
So she was in.
Yeah, I'm like, who the hell is that? I'm like, I don't know who that is. I'm going to pull up their song real quick.
Yeah, because I think the big acts, and of course I'm somewhat, I don't know if biased is it, or maybe a little ignorant on it, because I you know Parker McCollum, the big country acts are going to be, they're going to draw and they're going to have, they're gonna be good. I think this what defines this lineup is the non-country acts. Journey, huge get. He mentioned Post Malone, huge get. Grupo Frontera, huge get, and even okay, I think so. Yes, actually, my daughter was playing this when I went to her house the other day. But I'm thinking it's time to grow. Yeah. So I got an apartment. So now I know what an AJR is.
That's the only song I know.
Okay.
Yeah.
Not enough for me to try to go.
Yeah.
Because that's the only song I know. But yeah, man. I'm kind of excited. I kind of want to see Reba, because I'm a big fan of her TV show. I felt like her TV show, the first one, was very underrated.
Yeah.
Very underrated sitcom.
I don't know if it's underrated. I feel like that is really, really well regarded.
She's got some hits.
I feel like nobody talk about that TV show as much as they should,
man. Now, that's probably fair, but she's got, I'm talking about just as a musical artist, she's got some big hits.
Big hits.
Show set in Houston, too. That was fun.
Yeah,
well, that's right.
That's one thing I did like about it, because you'll see a lot of Houston, Texas swag in that show.
Karin León as well was, I was talking to one of my homegirls who is, you know, big into Spanish language music, and I was just like, yo, put me on game, what's happening here? And she had, I mean, she said that Grupo Fortuna is one of her,
they're big,
one of her favorite bands, and that they've got like a lot of hits. But then also Karin León is also really good. So I got a thumbs up on that front. There's definitely some things that I'm like interested frontera. Why did I say I said the wrong thing? But I'm interested mm-hmm. in some of these, but they're not necessarily names that would have drawn my attention
right.
in and of themselves. But just in the context of Rodeo Houston, I'm like, I'm willing to give some more of these a shot than I probably would have
sure.
realized that I would have.
For sure.
Yeah. All right, I'm doing it, damn it. I'm talking no, politics, no, man.
No, all right,
I
saw.
Don't do it.
What we gonna do though? I'm we gonna play a little game. I want to play a little game.
Oh, I'm back for a game. I like a game.
Yeah. So I'm gonna play this clip, and I want to know, is this an Ayo moment, or is this cool?
Okay.
All right. So Donald Trump, he has some things to say, and this clip was kind of going around randomly. And I wish we could have Cam and Mace in here because they'd be the prime judge of this. But this is the one clip that was going around for no reason. I don't even know the context of this clip, but I want to know if this is a yo moment.
Jeff Bezos came, Bill Gates came,
whoa,
Mark Zuckerberg came. Many of them came numerous times. The bankers have all come. Everybody's coming.
That's crazy.
Is that a yo moment?
That's crazy, bro.
It was just going around.
I thought this was just going to be like, all right, fine. But he started listing them off. I'm like, brother.
Jeff Bezos came. Bill Gates came. Mark Zuckerberg came. Many of them came numerous times. The bankers have
numerous
all come.
Numerous times. Crazy. Oh my goodness.
Is that an Ayo moment?
That is the Ayo moment.
I
what
never
is happening?
Even used that term, and I'm like, Ayo.
My man, that's a lot.
All right, I'm going to go to the next one.
There's more.
Yeah, it's more, man.
Yeah.
Joe Biden. So,
all right, you're doing both aisles. That's good.
Yeah, so
equal opportunity.
Yeah, we equal around here.
Yeah.
So Joe Biden and VP Kamala Harris spoke on the wildfires that was going on in Cali, and Joe Biden wanted to pass it off to Kamala Harris. And I want to know, is this an Ayo moment or was this just fine?
Madam Vice President, I know you're directly affected, so you fire away. No pun intended.
All right, as the president throws it to the vice president.
Oh, is that an Ayo moment?
No, it's just this cringe.
I don't even understand what happened there. Wait, can you?
They're talking about the wildfires.
I'm a play.
He said fire away.
Oh,
and then he said,
buddy.
Madam Vice President, I know you're directly affected, so you fire away.
Yeah, that's not.
No pun intended is the. No, that's the violation.
Yeah.
No pun intended is the violation.
Just let it go. Just you messed up. Just let it slide.
You don't say no. You apologize. That I'm sorry for that.
Yeah.
Or you just keep it going, man.
That's what I'm saying. Just keep going, man.
Yeah. Just act like
plead ignorance.
Pun intended makes it sound like it's a joke, and that is not a joking matter.
Yeah. Yeah. No, that's not Ayo.
Yeah.
No. Like I said, I've never used that term, but it's growing on me.
Like, hey, yo.
Hey, yo.
My favorite part of that clip is the news person like,
hey.
All right.
All right.
Let's go.
Moving on.
Yeah, moving on. Yeah, so that's a good Ayo moment.
Mm-hmm. What is happening?
No, it's not that. It's a cringe.
It's a cringe.
That's awful, man.
Yeah, nah, that bad words, man. Bad words. But all right, I'm gonna switch gears. I'm done with politics. That's
okay.
It.
Thank God.
That's all. Man. So I'm gonna go to a actress. One of my favorite, kind of under the radar actresses, Cheryl Lee Ralph. So you might know her as the mother on Moesha.
Oh, okay, I just looked her up. Yeah,
D on Moesha. She's
plays
on
Barbara Howard.
On
Abbott Elementary.
Abbott Elementary. Our favorite teacher. She's happily married. She's been married for over 20 years or going on 20 years. But the key is they stay in separate homes. They got their own crib. She stay in L.A. and he stay in Philly.
Oh, wow. They're bi-coastal.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I thought this was about to be like, yo, we around the corner.
Yeah.
I've heard of like people marriages where mm-hmm. they have like one separate rooms in the same house or they have apartments.
Yeah. Actually, he stay in Philly. He's into, I want to say he's a congressman or something like that mm-hmm. in Philly, and she in Hollywood.
Okay.
This is her pretty much explaining her marriage.
I'm very fortunate. The man that I am married to, Senator Vincent Hughes, 7th Senatorial District of Philadelphia, he has his own life. I have my own life. He has his own real career. I have my own real career. He has his light to stand in. I have my light to stand in. So he is not looking at me, thinking about status or this or that. He's doing his thing. I get to do my thing. We also live in separate places. When I go to see him, love to see him. When it's time to leave, bye-bye, see you soon. I'm telling you, life is good.
Nah, man.
How you feel about that?
Let me explain this to you people.
If you like it, I love it, is what I'm
wait, wait, before you explain, yeah. This is her kind of explaining more on that and why they chose to live in two different places.
We met while I was doing Thoroughly Modern Millie on Broadway, and you fall in love with somebody, and you realize he's not leaving his career. He is not leaving Philadelphia. I'm not leaving Hollywood. And when you have children, you can't just pick up your children and move across country. No, that doesn't really work. So it just worked out that I was in California, he was in Philadelphia, and every 2 weeks we saw each other, and it worked out well, and it has continued to work out well. We will celebrate 20 years of marriage, thank you, and some people can't even get through two.
Thoughts?
Shout out to them making it work, man.
Shout out for making it work for 20 years.
Lopez ain't buying it.
I'm not. And here's why. Everything she said, he does, I do. He has his career. You know, he has his light. I have my light. You can do all that, bro, from the same house. You knew it all from the same house. Yes, you can.
I mean,
not their professions, though. Well, she's an actress. So Hollywood is her. That's her. Her thing,
and I'm not.
She ain't doing nothing in Philly.
I'm not necessarily saying you're, you know, whatever. It's not working for them. I'm saying that I got questions because I feel there's some questions
are definitely. Yeah, yeah,
I got
right.
questions about just how, you know, you see each other every 2 weeks and you do this.
You shout know, out to the 832 saying the quiet part out loud. That might be an open marriage.
It might be. It might be because like literally everything. Like a lot of people listening, a lot of people in this room have spouses or whomever with careers, stand on their own, do their own thing. You're in the same house.
Yeah, and I think there is sometimes we hear about other people's situations and then we put ourselves in their shoes,
sure.
Which is not quite the same. Hey, man, they got money, man. Like that money makes it doesn't fix everything, but it makes things, it smooths things over in some ways. It mm-hmm. makes things a little bit more palatable. And I imagine. Being able to do that, like, trip, you know, flying off you know, at any given time. And then also probably being able to, I imagine with being an actress, like, there's probably time periods where she has a good amount of time off where she can go and spend time with him. I feel like those things help. I mean, I imagine it's still quite difficult, like, long distance
yeah,
in general.
Yeah.
It's
yeah.
still going to be quite difficult. But it worked for them, I guess.
Yeah, to me, it seemed like, I wouldn't call it an open marriage. But I feel like it's probably agreement, like, don't let me find out, or I don't want to know.
It's not an open marriage, but it's not an open marriage.
No, I don't think she would sit there and say, hey, let's have an open marriage, or hey, we got an open marriage. Mm-hmm. But their agreement is probably, we can see each other every 2 weeks, everything good, we got the kids, all that stuff, but don't let me find, I don't want to know what you're doing. When I'm not there.
Right. Right. By the way, you're seeing each other. Like, I know there's long stretches, like you said, Reggie, but for the most part, you're seeing each other every 2 weeks for a weekend.
Well, they didn't say for a weekend.
Or whatever. Well, she did. She kind of said, well, on the, you know, we
when go. It's time, she said when it's time to go.
Yeah.
I don't know. Yeah. When it's time to go might be a week or something. I don't know.
I will say she sounded too a little excited. When it's time to go, bye-bye. Like, all right, you ain't got to say it like that. You can sound a little sad.
Mm-hmm. But, I mean, whatever they want to call it. I mean, if it's marriage or...
Hey, 20 years, man. Yeah.
It's working for them, so...
Consider our listeners skeptical. What I can tell you...
It could not be me. Or maybe at least, maybe it could and I'd have to find myself there. But as currently constituted, I can't imagine having that particular type of situation. But more power to Cheryl Lee Ralph, fantastic actress. And you could tell
great show.
The way that she delivered even that.
Sounded like Miss whatever her name is.
Miss Howard.
Yeah.
Barbara Howard.
Yeah.
Side note, is she a good hear me out? Yes. Is that a good hear me out?
Yes.
All right. I think so.
Cool. Okay.
Yes. Yeah.
All right.
Mm-hmm. Especially, and you're just talking about like,
I'm just checking
you're
the
just talking about off the show.
Yeah.
You see her on one of these red carpets, bro.
No, that's why I'm talking. I don't give a damn about the show. I'm talking about in real life.
Yeah. Brother.
That is a good hear me out, man. Mm-hmm.
That one I will co-sign on.
Yeah, she 100%. Got that open marriage to keep up with.
All right. All right. That's
starting these rumors, man.
Yeah, just unbelievable. According to 610.
Yeah. 610 said.
All right, you're in the loop right here on Sports Radio 610. That is Figgy's mixtape. You catch it at 1:20 p.m. every weekday here in Loop. But coming up next, we get ready to hand you off to the fellas of the Drive. They are out on location. And I was about to shout out where they are. My brain farted in this moment.
They're up in Katy. Yeah.
That's right. Buffalo Wild Wings and Katy.
Yeah. Thank you, gentlemen, for picking me up. We'll talk to them next. But also, let's draft the weekend. It's a wild card weekend. Let's see which games.
Super wild card weekend.
Whatever you say. We'll do that next.